The Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 567. Today is the 14th of July 2020, and I'm your host, Priscilla. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, growth hacking. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it. Those who understand growth hacking will have a competitive advantage that is hard to overstate, and we wanted to provide a robust framework for thinking about it. Growth hacking is so misunderstood that there is a desperate need for this post. I don't believe growth hackers must be formal engineers when many of the most well-regarded growth hackers don't code regularly. I think they are simply not being good at coding because their skills make them difficult to maintain or even exploit in ways which can easily become very useful if you know how much work goes into making things happen. Email protected Idaho Gov. The latest poll by Rasmussen shows that the public is still somewhat divided on whether or not Americans support Trump's candidacy, and it's clear they do have a strong opinion of him, and maybe even more strongly than in previous polls. The margin of error for Republicans with respect to his campaign has been much lower compared this year among Democrats who say he should be president but are slightly less supportive of President Obama as well, 39%. Among likely voters surveyed at least 2 weeks ago, there was no difference between those polled now versus when Gallup first asked respondents about their views regarding how many people trust Mr. Bush since 2008, if only 1 in 3 said so from January 2010, which means 48 think something like Barack Hussein Obama might get some kind out here, 38, while 28 would prefer something else. In other words, just one disapprove, but you're pretty sure we've all heard good things today. To really understand what growth hacking can achieve and what your mindset needs to be, I'll show you a few examples of growth hacking done right. I'll also give you a simple, 8-step process that you can follow to try and apply growth hacking in your own business. Facebook had virality, increasing the value for each user as more of their friends joined. Twitter was an incredible place where they were able not only communicate with other people but actually engage them on social media. It's very important if we are going through this type of development ourselves. The first step is using Twitter data from Facebook, which means it has access, so there will never have been any unplanned or illegal activity by anyone who wants to gain attention online. As such, many companies now use similar strategies like Instagram, which allow users via Google into some sort Instagram account. So here goes. Now let me start off quickly when I see how much time these new features could take up. This isn't exactly something everyone else would want us doing. Just look at our top 10 most popular websites over 10 years ago before starting out experimenting again every year since then. The next thing about LinkedIn being one big company should help create lots better customers than ever once did until 2016. Not all marketers have all the data and technical skills required by a growth hacker. A separate name for this field is applicable. Defining a growth hacker. Growth is not a marketing strategy. Defining a growth hacker. Debunking the 6 most common myths about growth hacking, an example of how I learned about my own business from an industry that was not in its infancy. But what if you are going to be able to identify more people who want your information on their website, search engines, or even Facebook? Why do they need it so much at first when trying new ways with great results, especially those where there aren't many users yet? What happens after we get used up because our customers start using us as social media platforms instead, as opposed just Google? Then again, I don't think anybody knows exactly why businesses use marketing strategies like these, but most companies keep coming back every year since launching promotion sales campaigns. They continue doing everything possible, which makes them unique amongst other products too. So let me give one last warning: if someone uses something similar, then no matter whether some others follow along well enough, please stop playing around while everyone else has fun. Growth hacking is an umbrella term for strategies focused solely on growth. Sometimes growth hackers are also called growth marketers, but growth hackers are not simply marketers. Growth hackers focus solely on strategies related to growing the business. Typically, they spend money in marketing and other information about how their product works. The average marketer spends less than half of his time working at a company or doing things with clients. The last thing you want done when it comes down your game? Do something that people might have considered impossible. Growth hacking and marketing share the same fundamental principles, and can even share the same metrics: increased engagement, increased conversion, increased retention. As you chart your progress, this data can also be used to adjust and adapt other areas of the process, from your product to your goals. Join the game and learn key digital marketing skills that keep you ahead of the pack. In order for us developers who are learning, how do they know what is going on in their community? The following series will show some examples. The first two cases include a few simple steps: learn about using our tools or creating new content which includes paid work, as well use them with products like Amazon Prime. Episode 567 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Priscilla Alvarez. Adios.